the final tonight. And the best team in baseball wins it all in 2018.
For the first hit. Rutschman into right field. Down the line. A fair ball. Adley will turn first. Head for second. He's going to turn second. Go for third. Rutschman into third base standing. An extra base hit. His first hit in the major leagues. Welcome to the...
These are long pitch innings, I think. Blister, that's your point.
Looking for a clean inning here in the seventh. Hit well out to right center field. Jones still on the move, running out of room, and he makes it!
What is good, everyone? Welcome back to Beyond the Ballpark. Hitting the grind again today. And today I am here with a very special guest, Jack Landers. You want to say hi, Jack?
Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad to be here.
We are certainly glad to have you here, Jack. Thank you for your time today. We're just going to ask you a couple questions, you know, about the your upcoming Little League season. Of course, I know we're teammates. But, of course, you know, we just wanted to, you know, see how you're feeling about this upcoming season.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we just kind of got to dive into the questions. So, of course, you haven't played baseball in a while. Of course, you played when you were a little younger, and then you stopped playing, and now you're back. And, ironically, you're playing during COVID. So how does it, you know, just feel to get back? And I know you've had a practice. So how did that feel? And how does it just feel to get back in the game?
Yeah, so with sports, I kind of just switch around all the time, playing all sorts of sports. And the most baseball I've done since, I don't know, I want to say fifth grade, has just been like passing a ball back and forth with a friend. So I heard we were doing baseball during COVID, and I needed something to get me outside. So I decided to join. And it's been so fun, you know. I've gotten a lot stronger since fifth grade, so I can throw the ball a lot further. And I'm ready to get more serious with baseball.
Yeah, certainly good to have you on the team and on the field. So how excited are you to get, you know, ready for the upcoming season?
So excited. I was playing tennis on a team right before this, and I hadn't done any adrenaline, like, I haven't been able to compete with other people throughout all of COVID. And I am just so excited to be on a team, part of a team, you know, trying to win. I think it's something I need, you know?
Mm. Yeah, baseball certainly, you know, gives you that competitive spirit. So what are, you know, some of your goals, you know, coming into the sport that you once played and now, you know, now you're back?
Well, now that I'm older, we can do sliding, bunting. There's a few new add-ons that weren't allowed earlier on. Mm-hmm. So I just want to get better at that. I want to get better at running and recognizing when it's a ball and when I can hit it, because I always stunk at that. So that's my main goal. And just to, you know, have a good time, because I feel like I haven't been able to really enjoy myself throughout COVID.
Yeah, you know, these are definitely trying times, and you need something to keep you going. So, you know, how have you felt in practice so far? Because, of course, you had a practice, like, about a week ago, or probably 2 weeks, which was, of course, your first time setting foot on the field. So, you know, how was that experience, and how did that feel?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, there's a few people I don't know on my team. I'm getting to know them. And also, like, a lot of my classmates, including you, I haven't really seen. And so it's nice to meet you guys again to connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely is good to, you know, connect on the baseball field.
Yeah.
So, do you feel good or bad or where you are on where you are, you know, currently, like your current status with, you know, your baseball skills? And what are things that you feel like you need to improve on?
Okay, well, like I said before, I definitely need to improve on balls and strikes and hitting the ball. Because one thing, when we were practicing, I got to practice early once, and we started hitting balls. And I just need to work on my swing. Throwing, I've gotten a lot better at, I think, just as my body's grown. But I also, you know, want to work on that. I just want to work on baseball all around because it's been a while. I need to freshen up on the sport. Today, I was actually planning on throwing a ball with my mom at the field, you know.
Yeah.
Just to stay in it, you know.
Yeah. Definitely got to keep the rhythm. And, of course, we've gotten stronger and bigger. And so we can, you know, we have more capabilities than, you know, we might have had in, like, third grade and second grade.
Exactly.
So, you know, it definitely puts the game at a new level.
Yeah.
So, are you just excited for the upcoming season?
I'm so excited. You know, I'm just, I needed this, and I'm excited. I'm excited to work with you guys. Yeah. So fun.
Yeah, baseball definitely is a fun sport, and you definitely need something to keep you going during quarantine, and baseball definitely gives you that competitiveship. Just a fun question. I know we're going to get our jerseys yesterday, but then practice was canceled, and then we were going to have them handed out at practice. So, and then, of course, it was going to be handed out in the game, like pregame warm-ups, and then the game got canceled. So, but what color and number are you hoping for with your jersey?
Well, okay, number, I've gotten the same number. Actually, I switched numbers, but I wanted a 2 because I was a 2 last time I played baseball, and that's also the day my birthday's on, the 2nd, so it's like my lucky number. And then also, jerseys, I don't really care for a color. We're not really playing for a school. We're playing for somewhere else.
Yeah.
Maybe navy blue would look nice. I don't know.
Yeah, we played for FOP in the past, so
yeah.
we were the navy blue team. And it's funny because my number is 14, and of course, I'm born on February 14th. So
yeah.
It all works out like that. And now we have our fun Q&A questions, which is new, and we'll just ask it to the special guest. We just have 5 fun questions that don't necessarily have to do with the topic of this podcast.
Nice.
So what is your favorite book, first and foremost?
Okay, my favorite book is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I'm a big book nerd, and I've read that one like 5 times. You know, I'm reading a bunch of new books, and there's so many books to be read. Who knows? Maybe I'll have a new one.
Yeah, definitely. I know that you're the bookworm, and you have a book all the time. I like the sci-fi stuff, too. I got into that. And it's pretty fun, like Guardians of the Galaxy, Marvel, Star Wars.
Oh yeah, so, well that's a quality movie right there.
They're very quality. It's quality stuff. So favorite like vacation that you've ever taken or your dream vacation?
Well, every year since COVID, we've been, I hate that sentence, we've been going to a family reunion in Ohio because all of my mom's side of the family lives in Ohio. And so we go to this resort called Salt Fork, and it's just a fun little thing where I can see all my cousins that I haven't seen in half a year. You know, I'm really tight with most of the cousins that are my age, and so it's just we play tag throughout the hotel building. You know, there's an arcade in the basement. There's a pool. You know, it's a good bonding family experience.
Yeah, definitely. I can relate. I have cousins in Massachusetts, and I got to see them over Easter break. I took a drove up, and like you said, I'm close with my cousins as well. So, you know, definitely it's good to see your family once in a while, even if it is masked and socially distanced and, you know, got the Clorox out. So, like, who's your favorite? Who would you say is, like, your favorite musician? Or are you into, like, music?
I'm super into music. I'm a very avid.
Me too. Good.
I feel like almost everything I do is made better when I'm listening to music.
Yeah.
My taste is constantly changing, and everything that I like a lot, I almost always like forever. So I just have a very wide variety. It was, you know, when I was little, I just listened to whatever my parents had on. Then I kind of listened to like 80s. Right now I'm kind of in the 90s, 2000s. And I'm just also listening to whatever comes by. You know, if I find a good band, listen to some of their music. Yeah. And I can't say a specific band because depending on my mood, I'll be listening to different types of music.
Yeah, I normally like pop music, but I can definitely easily change in the span of like a week. So
yeah,
I can totally, agree with you on, you know, taste buds changing.
Yeah,
in a very short amount of time. But yeah, music makes everything better. You know, it just makes you feel more confident in your lifetime.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is the perfect way to put it.
Yeah. So who would you say is the most inspiring person in your life?
I don't know. My dad has taught me a lot when it comes to just, you know, how to be confident in yourself and how to, like, keep moving even though when it seems impossible. So I would probably say him. But there are so many, you know, role models in the world that we can aspire towards and try to be like.
Yeah. I would definitely say my dad is one of them. You know, dads are always very inspiring.
Yeah.
So, who? And then, do you have like a favorite animal or like an animal that you want to be?
Animal? Well, yeah. I feel like those are two different questions because, like, some animals that I want to be, like, I kind of want to fly. I don't know. Not a very novel idea, but still, it'd be pretty cool. An animal is like a pet. I have a dog, and she's kind of like the best thing ever. So that might be my animal.
Definitely. And this isn't on the list, but it just occurred to me. This is a classic question. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie. Oh my gosh, Patrick. I was literally just watching a movie, and then I looked at the time, and I was like, oh shoot, I got to get on this podcast. I love movies so much. I have like 20, but favorite of all time, I just watched this one movie that I wouldn't suggest to people who are not permitted by their parents if there are any kids watching this. But it's called The Departed with Matt Damon, who's like my guy. Damon.
He's so suave.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson.
He's so suave.
Suave. Yeah, but it's really it was a crazy movie. Yeah. But yeah, don't watch it without permission. Or you're like grown up.
Yeah, definitely. You have to.
I don't want to be the guy that gets in trouble because of this.
I'll take the blame because you know I'm here every day. So that pretty much wraps it up here. We thank you for your time here today, Jack Landers, and have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. Nice seeing you. Have a good time. Okay.
Yeah. Bye. I will. All right. Thank you for your time.
Yep.